6 people were killed and 12 others were wounded on March 27 when a suicide bomber blew himself up near the foreign ministry in the Afghan capital, Kabul. A spokesman for the Taliban's security command in Kabul, Khalid Zadran, said security forces spotted the bomber and shot at him but could not prevent him from reaching a checkpoint in Malik Ashgar Square, where he detonated his explosive vest. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack so far, but after returning to power in 2021, the Taliban has been targeted by Islamic State Khorasan, ISK, an offshoot of the Islamic State militant group that has emerged as the Taliban's main rival in the war-racked country. ISK has staged several attacks in Afghanistan recently. On January 11, an ISK suicide bomber killed at least 10 people when he blew himself up near the foreign ministry, not far from the site of the March 27 attack. ISK also claimed a bombing near a checkpoint at the Kabul military airport on January 1 that killed up to 20 people and an attack in December on a Kabul hotel frequented by businesspeople. At least 5 Chinese nationals were wounded in the December attack on the hotel. In September, 2 Russian embassy employees were killed in an ISK suicide attack outside Moscow's mission in Kabul. The Taliban has responded to the attacks by stepping up raids on suspected ISK hideouts. Last month, Taliban security forces said they had killed 2 senior ISK members, Kari Fateh, the regional ISK intelligence and operations chief, and another senior leader, Ejaz Amin Ohanger, in 2 separate raids in Kabul.